Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, yeah, sandwiches, especially Friday. Leftover sandwiches for Thanksgiving. Ladies and gentlemen, Wednesdays with Wojo. What's up, Bob? How are you, sir?
Can we jump immediately to the leftover turkey sandwiches without the actual meal? Is that okay?
That's okay.
No.
Well, I was going to...
I knew Jansen wouldn't like that.
Yes. Well, I'm going to start this segment with a little Thanksgiving thing because we talked about it earlier, and I'll ask you. And I'm pretty sure I know what your answer is going to be. But if you could only have one Thanksgiving side dish the rest of your life, which means you couldn't have any of the others, which side dish would it be?
It's got to be cranberry. I'm kidding.
Thankfully.
I heard you guys ripping on it. One side dish? Ooh, it comes down to one or the other. It's either the stuffing or the mashed potatoes. Mm. And I'm taking the stuffing.
Yeah, you and Jansen agreed. I like the sweet potato casserole with the sugar God. And the marshmallows. And oh, God, that's so good.
See, the stuffing, though, has to be stuffed. Like, it has to have chunks of sausage in it and all sorts of good.
Oh, yeah.
It can't be plain stuffing, right?
Yeah.
Sausage. Yeah, that's fine.
Now, do you call it stuffing or dressing?
You know what? I think both, but which one is generally acceptable? I think it's stuffing. Dressing
it is stuffing.
Stuffing.
I think if you're in the South, it's dressing, right?
Dressing is like what you pour on a salad, like ranch.
I know.
Dressing.
I got you.
Well, because some people won't actually stuff a turkey, right? They think that's unhealthy. So if you're actually pulling it out of the turkey and you partake, then it has to be stuffing.
Correct. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
pull it out of the gaping maw of the turkey like it should be done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it's tomorrow at Ford Field. I don't know if you're going to be watching on television or watching with your own eyes in person, but the big question I have for you is what we talked about earlier.
Oh, boy.
What do you want to see tomorrow? And I, from an entertainment standpoint, since I won't be going there for the first time in like 14, 15 years, sitting on my couch, I kind of want to see either Deshaun Watson just go crazy or DeAndre Swift have a really good game, assuming he's playing. But the other thing that I mentioned is I want to see nationally Nance, Romo, Coward, Nate Burleson, Boomer, whoever, just let the nation know how pathetic this franchise has been. And just throw out the one in playoff win since 1957 stat out about, like, you know, every 20 minutes.
Well, it seems like the national media has been coming around a little bit on the woes of the Lions over the years. What do I want to see? Well, I do hope DeAndre Swift plays because I really think there's something there for the Lions. I mean, obviously, he's shown it in flashes, and we'll see. He went through, what, limited practice yesterday. This is what I was wondering. I was thinking the word as a Lions fan as you go into that game tomorrow. What is the word that you're is it dread? Is it excitement? Is it apathy? I don't think it's dread because I don't think at this stage – they care if the Lions lose or get killed.
No.
I want to see the showdown between Deshaun Watson running all over the place and theoretically DeAndre Swift running all over the place. I'm not one of these ones that roots. I just want it to be 45-0 so Patricia gets fired. I think that's going to ultimately happen anyhow, so I don't think it matters what happens on the field. Do you really, honestly, if you're a Lions fan, even if you're a sad, weary Lions fan, do you really on national TV want to see 42-7 your team lose?
I've seen it before with the Michael Vick and Peyton Manning and the Tennessee Titans coming in here on Thanksgiving years ago. I've seen that already.
I know, and it was awful, and it doesn't really lead to anything. You know, I do think this regime is doomed regardless, I think. We don't know for sure. So, I don't know, I agree with you. All of a sudden, you're watching the Lions and the Texans, and a Michigan-Rutgers game breaks out. How about that?
That's what I said. At least that was more entertaining than the Lions-Panthers game. That's for sure. All right, speaking of Michigan, are we at least smart enough to, like, you know, we talked to Cade McNamara yesterday, just pulling our, you know, brakes. He's not a saver. He's not this because, you know, the next best thing at quarterback for Michigan is always so overblown, overrated, and ends up being very disappointing.
Well, let's get this out of the way right on top, okay? Mm-hmm. Cade McNamara is no Cam Newton, okay? Start there and move forward. Listen, you're right, hyperbole. Although people forget that wasn't like Michigan. Like Urban Meyer called Joe Milton like looked like Cam Newton, and so did Devin Gardner, who was coach him. So that got overblown, of course. But yes, he was pretty well hyped, no doubt about it. It's actually, to be honest, and I know Michigan fans don't want to hear this because why didn't Cade McNamara start from the start?
Right.
It actually works out probably better for him because you got to see Joe Milton and that he isn't ready. And now you've got Cade McNamara to step in without the pressure and the hype. Although, and I don't even think the hype necessarily will build just from the Rutgers game, but he showed the things that you like in a quarterback: accuracy, decisiveness, knows where to throw the ball, can actually, you know, move around a little bit. He's not immobile at all. So, you know, tap down the hype. I mean, he does look a lot like Tom Brady, I agree, but tap.
Yeah.
Although he
tap
shakes
down the hype.
Although he,
I'm kidding.
I know. We'll find out if he loses the game if he's going to shake hands, unlike Brady.
Oh, come on, Stoney.
I'm making a joke.
I know. But so, Woj, I want to know this. All right. This is an 0-5 Penn State team. And they had over 200 yards more offense than Indiana did when they lost. At times, they've looked offensively like they could be a decent offense. And I think people are a little bit misled going into this game thinking that, well, at least Michigan has two wins. Oh, you know, Penn State doesn't have any. What concerns you about this Penn State team?
Well, you're right. If you look at them statistically, they outgain by a considerable margin almost every opponent. But the problem is number one, turnovers, and number two, like they do look. They I think they've trailed at halftime or fell behind in all five games between like 17 and 21 points, like right out of the box, and then made comebacks other than the Indiana game. So what concerns you? A is can they really go 0-6? I honestly think that's the only reason the spread. I think the spread began Michigan by 4 and maybe dropped down to like 2.
It's two and a half.
Yeah, I think it's exactly that because they do have talent, obviously. The thing that I find a tiny bit curious, tiny bit, and unless we're just, you know, not hearing it, but nationally, Michigan, rightly so, is getting the crap kicked out of it for being, you know, terrible and offense and where's the defense and Harbaugh and everything else. And Penn State, if you recall before the season, was ranked much higher, was considered to be much better. And they had losses too, just like other teams. And they're 0-5. And maybe back in Pennsylvania, James Franklin is getting some heat.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, I think he is. But nationally, I don't think they've been the punching bag. And I think the difference there is Harbaugh's, you know, national persona, whatever, is larger than James Franklin.
Well, but Franklin's actually won a Big Ten title, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about this year's team, how disappointing they are. And obviously they missed Micah Parsons and they lost their running backs. I get that. But everybody has suffered losses. I think it's going to be an interesting game. And, I'll hold off on my prediction until tonight.
Okay.
When I give the Texans-Lions prediction.
The playoff rankings came out yesterday. We know not to make too much about them because it usually plays itself out. Did Indiana get screwed a little bit?
Well, they shouldn't have dropped much. I agree with that. But you know what? You know what's fascinating about the rankings? And I saw... I'll give him credit. I believe it was Adam Rittenberg from ESPN. For the first time ever, Northwestern is ranked 8th in the rankings, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent poll of U.S. universities or whatever, national universities, Northwestern as a school ranks 9th. When has their football team ever been ranked higher than their university? I think that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Truly, 8th and 9th, and we think we know what's pushing the inspiration of Northwestern.
Yes, we do. And
we do.
Yes, we do. Actually, I was going to ask about that. Tomorrow on your Fox 2 pregame show, I know every year Jamie's kids, Josh and the girls, especially Josh, would show up on the set. Is there any kind of tribute did you guys have planned that fans of Jamie can watch tomorrow?
Well, we're working on it. Okay. Obviously, you can't have people in the stands or, on the field. I'm not even on the field, so neither is Dapper Danny's in the stadium.
Yeah, I know.
It's memories of Jamie, of course, flood back. Thanksgiving was a big one, and, we will definitely say something. And, who knows? Maybe we'll get a wonderful competitive game out of it. And by the way, going back to Northwestern for a second, as it relates to a look, they can clinch the Big Ten West at Michigan State on Saturday now because Wisconsin's game was canceled.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern clinching the Big Ten West, setting up a showdown with theoretically Ohio State. I find that astonishing as well.
Well, we've seen that before, right? Didn't they play for the Big Ten championship
2 years ago?
Yeah, no, I know, but I mean, they were 3-9 last year.
I know.
Northwestern was so.
Hey, the Fighting Reese Davises. I mean, they can do anything.
Oh yeah, good one, Sony.
But that shows, not to rip on Harbaugh, but I will here, that if you have good coaching, you don't need 4 and 5 star players.
No, you know what? As a matter of fact, when you talk about Cade McNamara, the comparison, if you're going to be fair about it, just to tamp it down, would be like Peyton Ramsey, the quarterback of Northwestern,
yeah,
who just goes out there and manages. And again, I think Cade McNamara can be better than a game manager, but just don't make mistakes. Get the ball to the right places. Michigan has good receivers, speed and space.
Yeah.
Do that and then all of a sudden, maybe your defense doesn't look as bad because you're controlling the ball a little bit more, maybe, perhaps. Yeah, let's call him the next Peyton Ramsey, okay? Let's see how that one works.
Okay, final thing. College basketball starts today. Michigan plays at 4, Michigan State at 6, Oakland U at 11:30. How much of this season are we going to get? Because teams are shutting down right now. Izzo had it, Campy had it, you got Boeheim had it, Tennessee's coach, Barnes had it, Drew has it at Baylor, right? I mean, how much of this season are we going to get?
I think, not all of it probably. There'll be sporadic or periodic cancellations, but I think we have a better shot than all the cancellations we've had in football. Because you've got a smaller roster, much easier, not easy, but easier to contain than an entire football team. You're not having the incredible amounts of full contact practices and everything else. So I think we've got a shot to get to the bubble in the NCAA tournament, mm-hmm. March Madness. But there's going to be, say, the same thing we said when the football season started. Don't freak out if there are cancellations.
Right.
Just accept that it's not going to be perfect. And if it has to be shut down at some point, it has to be shut down. But enjoy it as it unfolds, if you can. And I do think we have two really good teams here in Michigan State. And I know Campy liked his team, too, before everything happened at Oakland. So hey, I'm looking forward to something else to watch. That's for sure.
Yeah,
I'm
glad that we have some good teams in something because Michigan State basketball, it's only going to get better, too, when you look at the recruiting.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Woj, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks, as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
You guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. Woo-hoo!
Wojo is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.